Hello, I hope you're doing well. I'm so happy to be with you again for this special lesson. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now. You know that pleases me and encourages me to continue to offer you great lessons. And in today's lesson, a special lesson, because as you know, a few days ago, 4 days ago, it was April Fool. April Fool, you know. Many jokes were made and I wanted to make this video a funny moment, a funny lesson to stay in this mood of April Fool. So let's get started. In this special funny video, I have someone to help me. And this person is one of my former students and current students. Actually, you may have already seen her in the testimonials, you know, the video testimonials. I will put the link somewhere here so that you can go and check the video if it's not done yet. And this former student, Veronique, who is a doctor, a medical doctor, actually continued. She enjoyed our lesson so much and she wanted to continue to perform in English, to continue to keep improving. So I continue to give her lessons and she's still my student. And we, at the end of one of our lessons, one of our one-to-one sessions, she taught me Marseillaise slang. So today we will study three languages, French, Marseillaise, and English slang. Okay, slang, if you don't know, it means very, very informal language, okay? You have very, very formal language and the opposite is slang language, okay? Very informal. Okay, so she will teach you the French and the Marseillaise part and I will teach you the English part, okay? The first one.
Alors, petite vidéo pour résumer tout ce qu'on vient d'apprendre. Donc, quatre mots. Pégé, dégain, engatsé, empégé. Ceci en français dans le texte. En illustration, ça va donner la chose suivante. On rentre dans une pièce, le sol n'est pas très propre, donc en marseillais, on va dire « Oh, pétard, ça pègue !» Ça colle, voilà.
Oh, the floor is tacky, tacky. The normal way to say that is sticky, okay, to stick. But in slang English, you say tacky. Oh, the floor is tacky. Second one.
Deuxième mot, dégain en français. Donc, en illustration, tu rentres dans un restaurant, il n'y a personne. Tu ne vas pas dire, oh, il n'y a personne. Tu vas dire, oh, putain, il y a dégain, je ne vais pas. Voilà.
In English, you would say that, oh my God, it's dead. Let's get out of here. Okay? That would be the way to say that. Okay?
Troisième mot, engatser en français ou une engatse. Donc, engatser le verbe, une engatse le mot, le nom. Eh ben, t'es, ils se sont engatsés. Il y a eu engatse. Ça, c'était en marseillais.
Okay, so that, in English, you would say, to have a fight, huh? A fight, to have a fight, okay? The normal way to say that, the formal way to say that is to have an argument, okay? To have an argument, and when you don't agree with someone, but the informal way to say that, okay? The slang way to say that is a fight, okay? They had a fight, and to have a fight. Next.
Et pour finir, empégué, en français, va être illustré en marseillais de la manière suivante. Oh pétard, lui il est complètement empégué. On l'a perdu, ben voilà, il est bourré quoi.
The English way to say that would be oh, he is totally smashed or hammered. Or for the British slang, it would be he's totally pissed. Smashed, S-M-A-S-H-E-D. And hammered, like, you know, a hammer, like, boom, boom. Hammered, H-A-M-M-E-R-E-D. And pissed, like, to be pissed off. Okay. When you are pissed off, you are very, very, very angry. So it's good to know that it has this other meaning. He's pissed. P-I-S-S-E-D. These are slang words to say to be drunk. Okay. Okay. So tell me, did you know some of these slang words? Did you know both in Marseillaise and English? Did you know some of them? Tell me in the comment. Tell me in the comment. And of course, if you like this video, please like it and share it. You know, it represents my philosophy. Having fun in teaching and learning a language. It totally represents my philosophy and the way I teach, you know, to teach and learn and having fun in the process. So if you liked it, please like and tell me in the comments, give me some slang, I mean, in your mother tongue or in English, some slang word that you would know. Tell us in the comments. I am eager to see them. And if you need and you really want to learn good English to boost your career and improve yourself, all of the information is in the description of the video. You know what to do to book a call with me. I would be glad to talk to you on the phone and see how I could help you with my dream team. Okay, take care of yourself and see you soon. Bye bye.